glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Welcome to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. Today we will be speaking on the subject of honesty. It is a core characteristic taught to all disciples of Jesus. It is a moral quality Jesus modeled in his own life on earth. And because of his honesty, we follow him knowing that we can trust in him and trust in all that he teaches. Please share in the rest of our program today.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
I would first refer to a passage of Scripture that instructs Christians to always be honest. The King James Version of this passage records it like this: "Provide things honest in the sight of all men." The passage is found in a list of practical Christian living. The 12th chapter of the book of Romans contains this instruction, along with many others, that can greatly affect the way we live out our lives. More recent versions of this text changes the English word honest into doing right. Listen to a few other English translations of this Bible passage. "See that your public behavior is above criticism." Another one says, "Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody." In another passage of Scripture, this same apostle speaks of himself and other missionaries, and he writes in a letter to Christians about how important it was for them to do what was right. Here are his words: "For we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of men." This is found in 2 Corinthians 8:21. The Bible has a lot to say about being honest. There were instructions given to those who bought and sold in the Old Testament times about honesty. The old law of Moses required that honest scales and weights be used. Here we find the words of Moses: "You must have accurate and honest weights and measures so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. For the Lord your God detests anyone who deals dishonestly." Deuteronomy 25:15-16. Obviously, honesty is tied to and is an expression of truth. The proverb says, "A truthful witness gives honest testimony, but a false witness tells lies." Proverbs 12:17. We know the Lord's displeasure in deceit. A few verses following that passage in Proverbs says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful." It is no wonder that God gave as one of the Ten Commandments to his people, "You shall not bear false witness." As Christians, we are instructed in more passages than we could possibly recite today about honesty and truthfulness. The relationship that we have with God the Father and his Son Jesus is based on the truth we believe in. Our Heavenly Father and His Son have made many, many promises to us, and we believe in those promises and know that they will be kept. Why? Because God's character and Christ's character is based on truth. Testimony from Scripture says it is impossible for God to lie. God the Father and Jesus are described as the truth and that they speak the truth. I also recalled Pilate's dilemma with the truth. When he was examining Jesus, he knew certain things. He knew, according to his own personal examination of Jesus, that he was not guilty of any crime worthy of death. And he also knew that his wife had suffered some things and dreams about Jesus and advised him to have nothing to do with him, calling Jesus a righteous man. He also knew that it was for envy that Jesus had been accused before him. When he further examined Jesus, not knowing how to handle the situation he was in, Jesus told Pilate that he had come into this world to give testimony to the truth. To which Pilate responded, "What is truth?" This Roman governor doubted in his own mind if there was any such thing as truth. He was skeptical of any real honesty in this world. I often find myself having doubts in our world today. The information network is clouded with controversy. It becomes difficult to place a trust in the information that's being shared. It has been quoted over and over again that honesty is the best policy, but really, in the eyes of the Lord, honesty is the only policy that is acceptable to Him. Every Christian is held accountable to live up to the scriptural instruction to present all things honest in the sight of every person. Jesus Christ came to this earth to share truth. Jesus Himself is truth, and many blessings are to be found in finding the truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we present our message today, we must encourage every listener to consider how Jesus can make a difference in your life. Moments of Inspiration is a ministry that seeks to bring Jesus and His message into your life. We ask that you please respond to our invitation to contact us so that we can share more with you about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, be Jesus in me.
And I lay it at Your feet. My life is Yours. Please take control. Fill me and make me complete.
Jesus, be Jesus in me. No longer me, but Thee. Resurrection power, fill me this hour. Jesus, be Jesus in me. Jesus in me. No longer me, but Thee. Resurrection power, fill me this hour. Jesus, be Jesus in me.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.